conditions and listen for later statements and possible warnings. Stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio, local radio and television outlets, or internet sources for the latest severe weather information.
This is WHSRC Repeater.
Wind gusts to 70 miles per hour and 1-inch diameter hail are possible with these storms as they develop. Again, severe thunderstorm watch for Washtenaw and surrounding counties until 7 p.m. Currently, we are in a standby net, not accepting check-ins. However, we are monitoring. KCA.IY.
HHC Mobile.
HHC, KC8NIY, good afternoon, Aaron. Looking pretty good at the moment weather-wise. A little bit of activity in Ipsy Township. Just moving off into Wayne County. Severe thunderstorm watch was just issued until 7. And we're kind of waiting for the cold front behind us, behind it here. KC8NIY.
Okay. Is the cold front on the west side of the state then?
Yeah, traversing from the Thumb back to far southwest side of the state. Basically, there's advancing line of storms from around Lansing down to South Bend and moving in an easterly direction. No net in progress at the moment, though. Stand by only.
Hey, Ben. Thanks. I will keep my ears peeled to the...
Severe thunderstorm. Watch. This is WHSRC Repeater.
Kitty HHC.
All right, real good. Barring anything that pops up in advance, there's a couple cells in northwest Jackson County, so got an hour or so, give or take. Severe thunderstorm warning for south central Wayne County until 2:15.
Severe thunderstorm. Watch. This is WHSRC Repeater.
Again, a severe thunderstorm warning for south central Wayne County until 2:15. KC8NIY. Stand by net only.
Good afternoon.
And it's 7:03.
Weather alert.
A severe thunderstorm watch is in effect for Washtenaw and surrounding counties until 7 p.m. Please stay tuned to this frequency for a Skyline Spotter report.
Information update from the Washtenaw County EOC. Severe thunderstorm warning for Jackson County and southeastern Calhoun County until 2:45. At 1:44, a severe thunderstorm was located over Marshall and moving east at 35 miles per hour. Again, severe thunderstorm warning for Jackson and southeastern Calhoun until 2:45 and south central Wayne until 2:15. No net in progress. We're in standby mode monitoring. However, we will activate as appropriate. KC8NIY. KC8NIY, information only, severe thunderstorm warning for Jackson County, continues until 2:45. Currently a line of severe storms extending along 127 from the northern county line down to the city of Jackson. And that activity continues to move east-northeast. Standby net, KC8NIY, severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 7 p.m.
southeast of Leslie, or 9 miles northeast of Jackson, moving east at 50 miles per hour. Hazard, 60 miles per hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. Source, radar indicated. Impact, hail damage to vehicles as expected. Expect wind damage to roofs. Sighting increase. This severe thunderstorm will be near Chelsea and Gregory around 2:50 p.m. Dexter and Pinckney around 3 p.m. Hamburg around 3:05 p.m. Brighton and Whitmore Lake around 3:10 p.m. Salem around 3:20 p.m. Other locations impacted by the severe thunderstorm include Delhi Mills, Hudson Mills Metro Park, Unadilla, Lakeland, Hudson Mills, Island Lake State Recreation Area, Pinckney State Recreation Area, Linden Township, Barton Hills, and Pell. Repeating, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued until 3:30 p.m. for the following counties in Michigan, Livingston and Washtenaw.
This is WHSRC Repeater.
Weather alert.
A severe thunderstorm watch is in effect until 7 p.m.
Do we have any stations currently in the Chelsea area? Please advise WD8MWD. Anything to report at this time? Should be approaching you from the west.
Just very dark eyes so far.
You checked in and please advise any significant weather in your area. It's a pretty strong thunderstorm, and so I would recommend that you have a place of shelter nearby that you can go to just in case. WD8MWD. Turned up way too loudly. Could you repeat your message, please?
Yeah, I just in video on and Dexter KCA Papa Tango Delta. I didn't know if you want to check in now.
No, that would be fine. PT, you're currently located in Dexter, correct?
That's correct. Mast and Joy Road. I'm at my work location.
Okay, very good. Thank you for checking in, and keep your eyes to the west-northwest. That's where the pretty strong thunderstorm is coming in from. Shows up several frames as a V-notch, which is a pretty advanced thunderstorm. A little bit of rotation, and the main threat from thunderstorms like this is almost unilaterally large hail. Hopefully we don't have too much of that. So we'll keep you advised, all stations, a severe thunderstorm warning is in effect for Washtenaw County until 3:30 p.m., WD8MWD.
Go Whiskey 8, Sierra, Romeo, Charlie, located in Dexter, Mast, and North Territorial.
Thank you for checking in, Stuart. The core of this severe thunderstorm will be passing right over the Four Corners with Ingham, Livingston, Washtenaw, and Jackson as it continues generally east-northeast at about 50 miles per hour. So the possibility exists that the vast majority of the impacts of this thunderstorm will be felt not in Washtenaw County. However, that's not to say that there will be additional development further to the southwest, or that this thunderstorm does not grow in coverage and intensity. WD8MWD standing by. thunderstorm is now approaching M52 north of North Territorial and is pretty much covered the entire Stockbridge area. And it is growing in size, but not necessarily intensity. So we'll just have to monitor this as it clips the northwestern portion of Washtenaw County. There are additional thunderstorms that have fired ahead of that cell that could be strong to severe in Oakland County. Excuse me. And there's a broken line of showers with embedded thunderstorms in Jackson County heading to the southwest. Severe thunderstorm is currently over extreme northwestern Linden Township. It will continue northeastward and begin to affect the northwestern corner of Dexter Township in the next 10 minutes or so. It's holding together pretty well, well-defined severe thunderstorm. And additional thunderstorms to the southwest are intensifying a bit. So we'll have to continue to watch those as those storms get closer as they move through Jackson County. This is WD8MWD, just a standby net for a severe thunderstorm warning that's in effect for northern Washtenaw County. WD8MWD at the Washtenaw County Emergency Operations Center. Severe thunderstorm warning is in effect until 3:30 for northern Washtenaw and southern Livingston County. This warning affects areas north of I-94. Heading east to M14 and then north of M14. The thunderstorm is about ready to enter the extreme northwestern portion of Dexter Township and is still exhibiting very strong indications of being a strong thunderstorm with 60 mile per hour winds and large hail. The net is on a standby condition only at this time. Check-ins are welcome, particularly north of I-94 and M14. This is WD8MWD.
Green Lake Campground, so just south of Territorial Road, and it came through here, got maybe 20 mile per hour winds and just a little rain. That's it.
Okay, very good. You are right on the outskirts of that cell, and I'll bet you if you were to have gone 2 or 3 miles north of your current location when it passed, you would have a different experience. YWQ. All right, well, very good. Thank you very much for that follow-up report. Appreciate that. WD8MWD standing by. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 3:30 for southern Livingston and northern Washtenaw counties. Currently, a severe thunderstorm was located near Gregory or near Pinckney, moving east at 50 miles per hour with 60 mile per hour wind gusts and quarter-sized hail. Hail damage to vehicles is expected. Also expect wind damage to roofs, siding, and trees. WD8MWD with a standby net only. Check-ins are welcome from northern Washtenaw County if you're north of 94 on the west side or north of M14 on the east side. Please call now. Is now almost on Orange Lake, and most of the thunderstorm activity is on the north side of the Washtenaw-Lenawee. Check that, sorry, long day. Washtenaw-Livingston County border. It's continuing to move east at a pretty good clip, and we would expect most of that thunderstorm, if not all of it, to be north of the border by the time it reaches Whitmore Lake. but that still means that Whitmore Lake may be affected. And of course, there are other showers with embedded thunderstorms that are improving ever so so slightly, increasing in intensity ever so slightly, that we'll have to contend with here over the next couple of hours. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 3:30 for northern Washtenaw County, and we have a severe thunderstorm watch that's in effect until 7 p.m. WDAWD. WDAWD at the Washtenaw County Emergency Operations Center. It appears that thunderstorm has firmly embedded itself on the Livingston County side of the Washtenaw-Livingston border and is continuing to move east-northeast at about 45 miles per hour. That will be affecting Oakland County here very soon. We're out of the woods for now. There is a line of broken embedded thunderstorms in Jackson County through Calhoun and Branch County. Those could intensify as they get closer to Washtenaw County, but we're just going to have to wait and see on that. So the warning will expire here in about 19 minutes. It may be canceled soon as the storms continue to, the severe storm that we've been mentioning here continues to move away from our area. And we'll keep you advised with additional storm information as it's warranted. Thank you, everybody, for checking in to the standby net here, KD8PTD, sorry, W8SRC. And have a good afternoon. Remember, a severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 7 p.m. this evening. This is WD8MWD securing the Skywarn Net operation for now. 73, and thanks.